Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Do laundry together.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Laundry Day.
Why am I so loud?
I don't know. He's acting brand fucking new today.
I'm gonna have to lower my...
He's standing up. He's got his leg up like Captain Morgan.
I feel like I've been sitting all day.
Have you?
I just feel like that. I don't know if I have.
I don't think you have.
What do you want? What the fuck are we here for?
Oh, a little feisty one. We've been gone for a hearty week and a half, 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
And we have some things to say.
Not really me. I just stayed at home and did nothing.
Oh, well.
Well, you were out having the fucking time of your life.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was fantastic.
It was amazing, I'm sure.
It was fucking fantastic. All the dicks we saw. Just kidding.
I'm sure it was a lot. I didn't see one. Bunch of sluts.
A bunch of sluts. Who are you calling sluts? I don't like that term. Hose? I like the term hoe. Yeah. Hoe is
so
better.
You were a hoe.
Because hoe has another, like, hoe is also a gardening
tool.
What
did you do on the trip? Tell me. You might as well tell me now.
What do you mean, what I do on
What'd
the trip?
What'd you do?
What do you mean?
That would hurt our relationship.
Nothing.
I don't believe you.
What would I do? What would I do? You know I didn't do anything because these guys out on the West Coast, first of all, I went to LA and Vegas. These guys out on the West Coast do not know how to pick up a girl. They do not know how to talk to a girl. They don't know anything about women, I feel like. Unless these dudes that were trying to talk to me were either gay, young.
LA, the West Coast people are weird. Like, they just have stuff come to them. It's just like, you have to be in that community, I think. That's why I like New York so much better.
I hate New York.
I mean, I like New York better than LA people for sure.
I like the West Coast a lot better. Everyone's just more chill and calm, but everyone's super fucking slow. That's like the worst thing, is everyone's like sloth paced. I can't.
People care too much. Like, New York just doesn't give a fuck what other people think.
That's true.
LA just is like, everybody cares way too much about the very...
Like, everyone's trying to be somebody.
Yeah, they care about silly things. Like, New York just doesn't give a fuck. Everybody's different in New York. And everybody in LA is the same. So anyway, how was your trip?
It was great. So we do Uber and Lyft to like get around places.
Yeah. Oh, you drive or walk?
Well, we didn't have a car, so how are we going to drive? Besides when we went to Vegas, we had a car. But otherwise, you have to Uber and Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to Uber to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Flight's at 5 o'clock in the morning. So we had to take an Uber at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30. Right. And we get in the Uber, and the guy, you know, obviously he knows where we're going. He's got the address. You know how Uber works?
Yeah.
Have you used the Uber?
I like Uber a lot. It's really fun.
James just used an Uber like 2 weeks ago.
Like yesterday?
For the first time.
Like Friday. Oh, for
yeah,
the first time.
For the first time. So anyway, we get in the Uber at 3:30 in the morning. Guys, whatever. He knows what the fuck is up. So us girls in the back seat, we go to sleep. We like close our eyes. We're going to relax. We're going to try to sleep on the trip to the airport. So a few minutes down the line, I hear him like shuffling around and he turns the GPS off. Like I open my eyes and I see him turn the GPS off. So I'm thinking, okay, he knows where he's going, but I'm just going to keep my eyes open just in case. Cause I know where I'm going.
Right.
So then I see him driving in the middle of two lanes, like on, like over the line.
So he turned the GPS off just to get a little snooze in there.
And then to drive in the middle of two lanes, I don't know, like to just show his true behavior, I guess.
Yes.
So then I'm really watching him now and I see him like head bobbing.
Right.
He's head bobbing. So I was like, okay, let me just keep my eyes on him a little bit more. Like I looked over and his eyes are closed, bro.
Oh shit.
His eyes are closed.
He's sleeping.
He's asleep. He's sleeping.
That's what you get for bothering him so early.
Bothering him, he's the one who picked up the ride. You don't have to pick up the ride.
I guess.
So whatever, he's sleeping. So I see him like, you know, he's like jolting awake, whatever. So then I wrote on my phone a text out to Sarah saying, yo, our Uber driver's asleep. and show her.
I would have just been like, wake up.
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure it wasn't just me like flipping, like seeing things, like just not giving him the benefit of doubt. I wanted somebody else to witness this.
All right,
so I was like, okay, let me get her up so she could see this too. Make sure I'm not tripping. And I think I actually wrote, I don't know if I'm tripping, but he's asleep. So then she wakes up and she looks at him and she's like, are you okay?
Right.
Right. That's the end of the story.
Oh, that's it?
And he's like, yeah, I'm good.
And then you guys
and then he kept falling asleep. We got there safe, but we almost died. So Chuck almost hit us.
Almost doesn't count. You didn't die. So cut the guy some slack.
Cut him some slack. He was asleep.
We got you there, though. That's all that
bottom line, I'm pretty sure Sarah got that ride for free. All right, so
good.
But back to guys in LA and on West Coast and Vegas and stuff. First of all, I bought every single one of my own drinks.
Good.
Every single one.
That's how it better be.
Nobody bought me drinks.
When has a guy ever bought you drinks?
Every other time I've gone out.
I get it.
Every other time.
I get it. You're not allowed out anymore.
Okay. Doesn't matter. Don't care. I can pay for my own drinks. That's not the worst part. This guy comes up to me. Multiple guys came up to me and said the same thing. Hey, where are you from? I say, New York. They're like, New York? What are you doing here? I'm in Vegas. What do you mean? What am I doing here? Oh, I'm just here sightseeing. What the fuck? What kind of pickup line is that? Oh, what are you doing here? Oh, come here often? I would have rather heard that.
Come here often? No.
No, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's pretty silly.
Like, I get their tourists too. They're probably from, I don't even know where the fuck they're from. I don't ask because I don't care. But what kind of shit is that? Would you say that to a girl? You're on vacation, like you're in Mexico.
Right.
And you go up to a girl and you're like, oh, where are you from? Nah, and they're like, hey, listen. They're like, Texas, Tennessee. And you're like, oh, what are you doing here? What?
They would say,
what kind of line is that?
We're on vacation and then I would be lost.
That kind of throws you for a loop. Like,
oh, are you enjoying your vacation? Yes.
And this guy came up to me and he was like, you want to dance? I was like, I am dancing. He was like, with me? I was like, well, you're standing in front of me.
Oh, so you dance with guys.
Shut the fuck up. And then I go, well, you're standing in front of me. And he goes, listen, I'm trying to break the ice. I was like, I don't think you're supposed to say that out loud. Leave my sight right now, please. Thank you. Fuck out of my face. So, guys, when you travel, don't say some dumb shit like that because we're going to talk about it later and make fun of your small dick.
Oh, so you did see dicks.
I wish I would have seen one. Then I'd at least have something to talk about.
Wow, I get it.
But granted, they're definitely all small out there. It's dry. You know, it dries up all the moisture.
That's not how human anatomy works, but okay.
It's not. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I didn't do anything. I stayed at home with Daisy, and that was it. While you were fucking partying, living life.
You'd say.
What does that sound?
Well, we went to a wedding yesterday. No, 2 days ago.
Yeah, that was fun.
We went to a wedding for our college friends.
It's weird seeing your first friend married.
It's weird seeing college friends getting married. That was our first college friend's wedding.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
And it was a good time. James was feeling it the next day.
Oh, man. Yesterday was rough.
He was choking back some throw up that night.
I was in the Uber, actually.
In the Uber. He wasn't falling asleep, though, but he did want to kill us.
Yeah, you guys were really annoying.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. Yeah. I hate being annoying.
Most of the time.
I'm sorry. Anyway. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, fire. coming with the fire right now. Okay, so today's date
is what?
September 11th.
That it is.
2016.
I forgot about it, actually.
Never forget.
True.
You can never forget.
It's crazy.
Let's talk about where we were on
9/11/2001. So I was in, what was it, fourth or fifth grade?
Do your own math.
And then I was like, and then I didn't want to go to school that day because I was very obese and they were doing a pull-up test and a one-mile run. So I begged my mom to stay home. So I stayed home and then I woke up and then my mom was like, oh my God, look on the TV. And then the buildings were on fire. And I remember saying to her, this will be off of teeth. This is no biggie. We'll be forgetting about this soon. And then the fucking buildings went down and everything. my whole neighborhood was like crying, and we were kind of
close. Were you in Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's where I was.
Well, your dad worked in the city, didn't he?
Yeah, he stayed.
But he was in Queens.
No, he was in the city. He stayed at my uncle. He stayed at my Aunt Rose and Uncle Billy's house.
So that's down there.
Yeah, but he couldn't get home. They weren't letting anybody in and out after a certain time.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, I was here. I was at. What am I saying here? I was at this house, obviously, but I was in fifth grade. And it was, I don't know, it was like not midday. It was still early in the day, but you know, you go to school really early then. And my mom, I remember getting called to the office. Or I remember sitting in the computer lab and my teacher leaves the room and she comes back crying. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Obviously, you think that's weird. Your teacher, you never see your teachers cry. And then shortly after that, I got called to the office to go home.
Hmm.
Unless I just let school out early that day. I definitely got pulled out early. So then my mom was picking me up and my brother. And we went home and she was watching the TV. And I was like, man, what show is this? This is not a cool show. And she told me what was going on. And my dad worked in the city. And he was actually supposed to go to a meeting in the World Trade Center that day.
Oh, really?
But it got rescheduled. How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
That's, yeah, he's not paying attention because now he's on the computer.
I just said that's crazy.
Yeah, but you lagged.
I heard you, Lila.
I'm talking to myself.
You ever hear multitasking?
I don't care. You don't know how.
You
don't know how to multitask. Anyway, so I'm home. My mom's watching the stuff on the TV. And at that age, you don't know what's happening. You have no idea. You have no reaction. You have no real feelings because you don't really know. You don't really understand. So years after that, I've become like, not obsessed, but very consumed with watching and finding out more information from, like, I don't know, like years after that. And then like heavily into college and stuff. I would like needed to know more. I always felt like really heavy around this time. You know, everybody feels that way though. Like, I'm not the only one. I'm not saying I am, but everybody, you know, you just feel like heavy. Your heart feels heavy and it hurts because of everybody that lost their lives and the true tragedy that we lived through and that we live to see and witness it almost firsthand. You know, it's hard to say like, oh yeah, I was there. I was, you know, this is where I was, blah, 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 and then not have any feelings about it. Definitely everybody has feelings about it.
What kind of feelings? I don't know what you mean.
Like heavy heart feelings. Like,
yeah, no, it's fucked like up for sure.
Sadness and anger and confusion and depression and, you know.
When I first heard about the first thing I got obsessed with was conspiracy theories about whether the government did it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like obsessed, like, to the point where my parents thought I was going nuts. Like, I had books on books on books on conspiracies and trying to debunk the conspiracy theories. And a lot of, I mean, listen, I know today a lot more people are pro-conspiracy regarding 9/11 than against it, for sure. It's a lot more, not more pro than against, but a lot more pro than when it happened. You know, a lot of shit is coming up that's like, damn, that is real. And then, you know, people start to realize shit.
Mm.
Do your research. Look it up. And you'll be like, really? Really? I mean, it's not completely impossible. There was if you look up Operation North, was when JFK was president. America wanted to blow up a U.S. airliner in Cuba and blame it on Cuba to go to war with them. I mean, that's official documents. And they become unclassified recently. I mean, it's official. JFK got rid of it. You know, JFK didn't let it happen. But if you look that up and then you're like, that's possible? Maybe this is possible. I'm not saying that the lives lost is not horrible. That's like saying, you know, you're pro-Black Lives Matter, you're anti-cop. You know, it's the same thing. Just because you think the government did it doesn't mean it's not horrible what happened to the victims.
But
if you look up the facts, it's like, oh, damn. They got some real...
That's a big thing, too. Like, a lot of people don't want to look more into it. They're kind of just taking it for what the media is portraying it as, which you could do that fine and dandy. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's up to you. That's your life. But I'm always looking for more. Like, I want to know why. I want to know, you know, who was involved and what everything, like how everything played out. Like with type things like this, or especially this, I had to know. And I really, you know, was kind of obsessed with it. Like, I remember one year on 9/11, I was in college, but I was visiting. I was visiting another college. And I watched the entire day to night of documentaries. And I don't know if they were really conspiracy theories, but there was a lot of, like, debunking, like, the whole steel thing and how, like, jet fuel could melt steel and things like that. Right. So I was watching a lot on that. And that really, like, I wouldn't say sparked it, but it definitely, like, fueled my interest in finding out more. So that's why I feel like I'm, like, it's kind of extra for me.
Yeah, there's just a lot of weird stuff surrounding that day. You know, Dick Cheney telling Nora to stand down and all that. I mean, there's just a lot of weird, too much of a coincidence. Like, all those things are way too coincidental to be like, oh. But, you know, if you do your facts, I'm not going to name a bunch of shit that happened that day. That's weird. But if you do your fact checks, you'll be like, oh, wow, that's pretty crazy.
I mean, we can guarantee anybody listening knows what they want to know about 9/11. If they, you know, if they wanted to know more, they would look it up. Like, we're all at that age. But it's crazy to know that now in schools, they're going to be learning about this as a historical event that happened. Like, they weren't alive for it.
Yeah. It's going to be written in the history books from now on.
Textbooks.
History textbooks.
Like, you could go to class with your history notebook, and that's a history book. But
not necessarily. Or you can go to school with your math textbook.
Yeah, or your math textbook, or your history textbook.
It's a history textbook.
You say history books, and it's going to be written in the history books. I mean, I just don't like that statement. I don't know. That sounds weird. But it's just crazy to know that, like, children weren't, like, it's crazy. Like, our youth was not in school now, was not alive for when 9/11 happened. Like, that's absolutely insane.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, I guess, with every...
It does, but it's weird to know that you lived it, you know? Mm. You lived through it. Yeah, you witnessed it. Yeah, you know where you were at. You were being fat at home.
That's messed up.
That's what you said.
Yeah, but I still think
you said you skipped school because you were fat.
Because I couldn't do a pull-up.
Because you couldn't do a pull-up, you skipped school. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Saved your life.
It saved my life in two ways, because now I can do multiple pull-ups.
Yeah, what if you would have went to school that day?
I would have still survived. I was in South
Jersey. But you might still be fat. So. Every decision leads to rescission.
Kill yourself.
Not even a word. All right, so the new iPhone is out. Oh, coming out.
I gotta sit down for this.
Oh, Heath just threw his laptop. Oh, he's doing a lap. The new iPhone is out. The iPhone 7.
Listen to me, Apple.
They need to get. Shh. Okay, he's yelling.
Shush your mouth.
Why?
Apple has always been the simple phone. Like, it was super simple. You know what I mean? It was a phone. If you go to Android, you're like, damn, Android's complicated. Steve Jobs lived by making the computer as user-friendly as possible. Forget about the whole closed system and whatnot. That's Steve Jobs being a business genius. Now you got to plug in your fucking, excuse my language, to your headphones. You got to plug in another thing to plug in some other thing and then plug in your headphones. Oh, wait, no, but don't worry about that. We're going to give you these Bluetooth headphones. I got to tell you something. I'm going to lose those in 2 days.
You're giving yourself 2 days? I'm losing them
They're going to be gone.
I don't even know where my headphones are.
I'm going to put them down on the table, and they're going to be gone. And you think I'm spending $160 for fucking two Q-tips? You must be out of your mind.
Oh.
You failed on this one. I'm going back
to Android. I don't even think that's the worst thing. I'm not done. Stop yelling.
I'm going back to Android.
Okay, nobody cares, James. Get the phone that blows up in your pocket. Go ahead, get that.
That's what I'm going
to
get.
That's great. That's fucking great. All I have to say about this new iPhone is that they didn't change the style enough. Like, they've like been changing the phone like every time. It's different, you know?
Not really.
But like, now the screen's the same size. The shape is the same. It's like the same little sleek design. It's like a little bit sleeker, a little bit slimmer, but like slight. And then the camera is supposed to be the best camera ever. Okay, whatever. Best camera ever. Cool. Does it work for Snap? Is it the best camera ever on Snapchat? Because that's what we all need to know. It's not the best camera on Snapchat, then it doesn't fucking matter. And the whole headphone thing.
That's the only issue.
I like that it's water resistant, but like, is it shatterproof yet? Or did they not think about that?
Samsung has that.
Like, that shit's gotta be indestructible. We pay a lot of money for these phones and they don't make them indestructible. Like, okay, you could put water, you could put a drop of water on the new iPhone and nothing will happen. But you could take a fucking Android swimming. You could literally go swimming with an Android. And you could drop that shit from a six-story building and that shit would be fine. That shit will just get up and walk itself back to you. These Apple, you're going to take things away instead of adding things? Like, y'all need to add another headphone jack. Make them two.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done, so like two people could listen on one iPhone, so two people could share an iPhone, because these shits are breaking the fucking bank. Like, we could share a phone.
What about Bluetooth charging?
You just farted and I heard it in the mic.
No, I moved. That's my foot.
Okay, let's just.
You want me to fart in the mic? I'll fart in the mic.
That's right. Bluetooth charging, like that whole like charger port where you could just put your phone on the circle. That.
Just put it on your bed and it charges. And within.
I like the circle thing though.
That's the pointless. You put it on your bed, it's 20 feet away, boom, you're charged. Okay, then I'm buying the
Apple. How? That happened? Someone has that?
I'm sure they do. They made Bluetooth headphones. It just transmits a frequency.
I don't know. That shit's crazy.
I'm not a genius.
I just feel like they're not in the market to be taking things away when they don't even... Like, take away the glass screen. This shit breaks so easily. Look at my screen. It's already cracked.
Yours is cracked?
No. Oh. It's damaged, though. Nice. I don't even know how. My fucking speaker doesn't work. And I feel like when a new iPhone comes out, everybody's, like, last generation iPhones just start going a whack, awry.
If you want to talk about conspiracies, that's one.
That's definitely one, because now all of a sudden it's saying my storage is full. I've had this phone.
Your storage is probably just full.
My storage might be full. It might be, but I've never gotten the alerts before, like it was getting close or it was halfway. I never got those alerts. I'm just getting the alert now that says your storage is almost full. So what does that mean?
What about the conspiracy that we confirmed that I talked about on the podcast about 20 episodes ago?
You're going to have to refresh me, bro.
That all hotels put on crime shows 24/7?
Okay.
Well, talk about it in context.
Okay.
You get back from the wedding to the hotel room. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, let's watch some TV. I'm tired, but I'll watch some TV and go to bed too. Now it's fucking, was it 3 in the morning? 2 in the morning? Two. You put on the TV, what's on, crime show. See you later.
Mic drop. So James thinks in hotels, they put on murder mystery or crime documentaries to keep you in the hotel
them, right? Let me.
So explain it, because you just walked away.
Because I don't know about anybody else, but when those shows come on, I'm hypnotized. I think they just put them on so that people stay in there. They order a little room service. They stay in there a little longer. I don't know the real conspiracy, but it is a conspiracy.
Did you look it up? Like, is anybody else thinking this?
No, I'm the front runner.
Okay, so James is
like my
James
sock is conspiracy. The only one to think.
Okay.
Socks evaporate and they wash.
Evaporate?
Yeah. What, do you have any matching socks?
That's stupid. I don't even have socks. Exactly. I hate wearing socks.
When you buy them, they evaporate.
I think that it just so happens that the same times you stay in a hotel are the same days that they air those type of shows. Like, they air those like day-long marathons of crime shows on Fridays and Saturdays.
I've been in a hotel from Monday I've been in hotels for 2 weeks at a time.
Oh, wow. You're a cool guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're a real cool guy.
I'll tell you what else I am. A fucking conspiracy theorist.
Oh, are you?
It's true.
Are you now? He's got the weirdest outfit on I've ever seen. What do you mean? He's got these high socks on, like up to his mid-calf, shorts, cargo shorts.
They're not cargo.
A long sleeve Cape Cod shirt. Like, what weather do you think it is outside? Do you think it's hot or do you think it's cold? I think you're dressed for both.
And it's laundry day.
It's laundry day. That's true.
So take your mouth.
Don't talk about what I'm wearing.
Yeah, you look like you fucking, I don't know.
What do I look like, you fucking asshole?
I get really Italian when I start like insulting
you. You look like you fucking. I got to talk about something. I got to talk about Chipotle. Okay, hold on. Let me talk. So Chipotle is my happy place. Like, literally, I go there when I'm in a bad mood and it makes me happy because the food is delish. And it's healthy, even though I don't care to eat healthy. It's just like, you know, kind of healthy. I get there at, what time did I go yesterday? 7:15?
Yeah, it was probably that time.
7:15, right? There is a line wrapped around this restaurant. Like, back, like, along the wall, or, like, across the doorway, down the other side of the restaurant. Not even kidding you. I was in there until 7:50. And it only takes like 2 minutes to order. So what's up with the line? Like, I have to know. Like, and then when they see like things like running out, they wait till the last one is gone to like replenish it. Like, they're down to this much white rice left, and now they're getting ready to replenish it. Like, when they're getting halfway, they should probably get one going. You know, have one ready. Then they run out of chips. James, people go there for just the chips.
Chipotle is not that good.
I love Chipotle.
I'm sorry to tell you.
I love it.
It's really not
good. It's so fucking good. It's so good. James, I don't know why you sleep on it.
Because every time I order this, it's not hot. That's number one.
It's never hot.
It's mad water from something.
I never get water.
They got to put the beans. Like, they don't use the whole, like, the spoon with the holes in it.
Well, they, like, dumped out the water. Not for me. The guy who had me yesterday dumped out the water.
Get mad water. I hate that place. Sucks.
You know what place I hate?
What?
Panera.
That's microwave food. If you think you're
Panera's fucking disgusting, okay? And they have the worst customer service, and they have the worst just service in general. They're the absolute worst. What else do you hate? What other restaurant?
Hate in general or just restaurants?
I don't know. Who do you hate in general?
I hate mosquitoes.
Wow. Mosquitoes gotta go. Like, I gotta talk about mosquitoes for a sec. Because who invented them? God? Okay. God said, I'm gonna put these people on my green earth, and I'm gonna put Kanye, and I'm gonna put Chipotle, and I'm gonna put Apple, and I'm just gonna make these annoying bugs that are only there to suck the blood of the humans that I invented. That's their only purpose. They don't do anything with the flowers. They don't do anything else. They're just vampire bugs there to fucking kill and make my people miserable.
Yeah.
That's what he said? That's what it sounds like.
I hate cats.
Cats suck. They're creepy.
I hate anything plaid.
Plaid? Yeah. Like the pattern?
I hate wicker. Like wicker chairs. I hate them.
Wicker? This is weird. Like, you just hate weird. Why do you hate wicker?
I don't like how... Could I just finish my list?
No, I have to know why. Like, why?
I don't like the telephones with the huge numbers for, like, blind people. Like, you should just take phones away from them, or they have phones that talk.
Wow. Take phones away from blind people. That's... You heard it here first.
Wicker chairs is also a combination with wicker boxes, too. Anything wicker.
Not understanding this. This is really, like... It's kind of aggressive. We're gonna leave this out because you're sounding really salty right now, and I don't want to get rid of the people we have. Stop farting.
That's not a fart. My foot.
It wouldn't be a podcast without a burp. So we're gonna head out now. It was good talking to you. Missed you. Can't wait to see you. And have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Or night.
Bye.
Or evening.
Bye.
Or afternoon.
Lunch, yeah, I guess it could be anytime.
Lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever you're eating. And let me know what you're eating. I want to know. And if you like Chipotle or not. What are your thoughts on mosquitoes?
And wicker chairs.
Yes. Bye.